The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Now we're bringing it to the Freedom 106.5 FM conversation right here inside this hour. Mr. Marcus Ash, Education Officer at Panchen Bagel. And like I told you, we're going to be talking about the grand festivities for the World Steel Pan Day, which happened over the weekend. The celebrations happened on August 11th in recognition of World Steel Pan Day, officially declared by the United Nations on July the 24th, 2023, as World Steel Pan Day. Trinidad and Tobago's national instrument will be celebrated under the theme From Roots to Recognition, Steel Pan's Journey to Global Acclaim. So let's welcome Mr. Ash. Good morning to you, Mr. Ash. Can you hear me?
Good morning. I'm hearing you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear without the Autobot's voice. So welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. And of course, we're going to be talking about your favorite thing in the world, Steel Pan. So tell us, how did the celebrations go over the weekend?
Well, it was a long and intense weekend. It's over now. And everything went very good. I have no complaints. Mm-hmm. And I think we executed all events over the weekend. As you know, this year we did a 3-day event. It was a World Steel Pan Festival this year. Mm-hmm. So we started on the 9th, 10th, and of course it ended last evening at Woodford Square on the 11th. And it was just amazing. It was amazing.
So tell me about all the participants that came into Trinidad and Tobago to celebrate with us. Especially, I guess it was extra sweet this year since the government of Trinidad and Tobago decided to officially, finally make steel pan the national instrument of Trinidad and Tobago. So tell me about that part of it.
Okay, so we at Pan Trinbago, along with many steel pan stakeholders, been lobbying the government since this executive. And let me just say good morning to President Beverly Ramsey Moore, who's now on her way to Tobago to get that much needed rest for at least one day. But we have been lobbying with the government to have steel pan officially proclaimed as the national instrument. As many people would have known, many people thought that steel pan was the national instrument, but it was only declared in 1992 by the then Prime Minister Patrick Manning. And we wanted it as an act of parliament, something by law to state that. And it happened this year in July. Of course, you know, last year we at the United Nations also passed that resolution where August the 11th would be declared World Steel Pan Day. And this is around the world. So this is our first year anniversary since that declaration or designation by the United Nations. And of course we have this celebration that we do, and it's not just in Trinidad and Tobago, it's around the world, that we would have had steel pan celebrations. We had it in Miami, in New York, in Toronto, in London, and even in Europe and all other parts of the world, all over the Caribbean, where all steel pan stakeholders would have come together and do this grand celebration in fine style. So this year we had it over 3 days, and we invited a number of our international stakeholders to Trinidad and Tobago for our regional conference. And excuse my voice, but I've been talking a lot all weekend. So
well, I mean, I thought you would have been screaming and enjoyment for the day over the weekend. So, you know, singing and celebrating.
That too. So from the Caribbean, we had the president of the St. Lucia's Steel Band Association, Miss Pearline Matarin, another female leader, who was here with us. We had the president of the ULO Pan Movement, which is the steel band movement of St. Vincent and Grenadines, Rodney Small. We had Mr. Tyndall from the Guyana Steel Band Association. We had representatives from the UK, the US. we had a representative as far as Israel that came to Trinidad and Tobago to be part of this. As you know, Israel is using steel pan over there to bring peace between the Jews, the Arabs, and the Christian community on the in the country. So, I mean, that alone should explain where steel pan is reaching and the purpose it is being used for.
Mm-hmm.
So we met on Friday at the Hyatt Regency, where we would have we had a lot of panel discussions on paving the way forward for the instrument. And we passed our resolution where we would do this cooperative event every 2 years, where we meet and we continue steering the way forward. Mm-hmm. Come many persons think that the bill that was passed in Parliament to make steel pan the national instrument was just like, you know, to say it's the national instrument. It was more than that, because there's a clause in the bill that was laid and passed in Parliament where whoever is the minister with the responsibility for culture has a responsibility every 2 years to report to Parliament on the development of steel pan and where it is and where we are in taking this instrument forward to the world. So this was just part of it, and that occurred on Friday. On Saturday, we had a number of events. The National Steel Symphony Orchestra mm-hmm. would have had their Legacies and Legends concert at Napa, which from all accounts, it was well attended. And happening at the same time, we had the Panya Jams happening throughout Trinidad and Tobago, where Trinidad actually, Tobago would be doing their own soon.
Mm-hmm.
So if the persons were in South, they could have gone to Skiffle Panyard, where they would have heard a number of the South Central region bands. If they were in the East, they would have been able to go to Arima Angel Harp Spaniard to hear some of the East bands. And in the North, we had a celebration at Desperados Steel Orchestra, where we would have been able to hear some of the top bands there.
Mm-hmm.
It was very busy for Pan Trinbago. As an executive, we had to split up to cover all grounds to ensure that all the events move smoothly at the same time. And then this ended yesterday, where we had the ancestral walk,
yes,
which took place from All Star Spaniard to Woodport Square, followed by that very large concert that we had last evening.
Now, go a little more into that walk, seeing it was highlighted in today's story. Can you tell us a little bit about that and why is it significant to the steel band fraternity?
That ancestral walk, to me, in my opinion, is the most important part of the entire celebration that we do every year. And why I say so is because as a steel band movement, we couldn't get where we are today without the work and the sweat and the blood and tears of our, what I call pancestors, which is those early pioneers of the art form that would have paved the way and worked. I mean, they were persecuted, they fought, and they persevered. It's a group that is resilient. We had to work very hard to get where we are today for this recognition. And that ancestral walk, or what I call a pancestral walk, they would have started, because we talk about from roots to recognition, or from behind the bridge to the world stage. So we started at Massey Trinidad All-Stars. So we go from behind the bridge, and then we come down across Duke Street, down Frederick Street, where a number of the single pan bands would have been located. We had 11 single pan bands there. Their job would have been to provide the music while everyone chipped coming down the road on that walk, because pan came from that single pan setting. And when we got to the Woodford Square area, we would have had the stages set where the conventional steel bands would be set and ready to perform. And they did a fantastic job there. So the ancestral walk was us just paying homage to those who went before to get us to Woodford Square, where we, you know, get to where we are now.
And all of that in recognition to the ancestors and, you know, to show how far we've really come from Tambu Bamboo to Steel Pan and then having it recognized by the United Nations and also by Trinidad and Tobago, making it the national instrument of the country. So from the success of World Steel Pan Day, the weekend and all the festivities, what other things would be on the calendar for Pan Trinbago for the rest of the year?
Well, August is Steel Pan month, so there is no rest for us in this month.
Mm.
And we are in the middle of our classical music festival. Pan is beautiful. So we would have, right before World Steel Pan Day, we would have concluded the single pan category where Unistars would have emerged victorious, Unistars out of Lavantil.
Mm-hmm.
And this Saturday coming here, we have the final for the Ansem category, which would be held at Queen's Hall. And may I just tell Trinidad and Tobago that the single pan category was sold out. There were no tickets on the day for the event. And at the pace that the Ansem category is going at, it seems like it will be just the same. So we have that happening, and we also have the preliminary judging happening this week for the orchestra category, and that final will take place on the 24th of this month, August, at the Queen's Park Savannah, and tickets for that as well is already going. Of course, we have all the different, it's just pan all over. So we have the pan and powder celebration, which will be next week, Wednesday, in the middle of the week. That's where we do a parade with steel pans taking us from City Hall in Portersvin to the Queen's Park Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think that in the middle of the week where people wouldn't, there are thousands of people who come out to attend that event every year, and they walk with their powder and they take that trud to the Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that as well happening. And of course, the Garcia family would be doing the pan on the avenue again. And that will be on Independence Day,
mm-hmm.
well, Independence Night, on Arapita Avenue, which is another huge event that thousands of people attend. So we have all those things happening in August, and that will lead us into the September, October season, where Pan Trinbago is due for an election this year. And we will have our election and moving forward into the carnival. As you know, our carnival is spread out. Our panorama is spread out. We begin in October until the end of carnival.
Mm-hmm.
So we give the single band their time to shine, the small bands their time to shine, the medium go to Tobago, and then the large band come in on carnival Saturday. So I don't foresee any rest happening soon.
Mm, and I already know that, it's something that you're going to enjoy anyway, because it is something that brings a lot of joy to many. And, you know, it keeps the young people active. And I wanted to ask you, you know, very briefly on the youth arm of it. How is that shaping up? Do you have any other events? I mean, yes, this month is going to be very hectic for you, but specifically for youth, are they going to be coming out in their full numbers as well?
Yeah, well, everything that we do involves youth, but we also have things that are going on right now that are specifically targeted for the young person. So Pan Trinbago would have partnered with IDB, the Inter-American Development Bank, and we, for this entire July, August vacation, we've been doing a number of educational workshop series where the young persons are actually coming out and being trained in different things, from technology to social media marketing and business and those different things. So we're teaching them the business of PAN. And that initiative has been very well attended by the young players in the Steel Pan community, young PAN players who are coming out in their numbers to learn. As a matter of fact, on Wednesday, I head to Tobago, because on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we'll be having the Tobago leg of this workshop. So I would be heading to Tobago to meet with IDB over there to continue doing that workshop with the Tobago young PAN players. So we took that educational approach within this holiday, besides what they're already involved in and doing. And of course, we also partnered with Digicel Foundation, who has provided at this time now 9 centers of excellence meaning we've transformed 9 steel bands across Trinidad and Tobago, 7 in Trinidad, 2 in Tobago, that are now equipped with a technology center. In other words, they would have furnished it with the computers, printers, the internet desk. So now what we're doing is trying to get children, young people, like when they finish school or whatever they're doing, sometimes their parents are working late and they don't have time. So instead of going home where you're idle, you go to the pan yard instead. Not just to play pan, but now you have somewhere you could do your homework, you could study, you could get that mentorship from the seniors in the band where you have that activity. You have the technology areas where if you need an assignment typed up or printed or whatever, as the case is, now you have no excuse. So that is something that we've partnered with Digicel Foundation to do to assist our young players. And I saw Digicel recently put out an application process so that they could do another a couple more panyards. And of course, panyards are applying by in the numbers for that.
Well, it seems that your plate is really full, Mr. Ash, and congratulations. And for those who want to get involved, because you know this is a question that, you know, sometimes when you put out that information, there are ones who say, well, I want to get involved, but I don't know how. Can you give them any information so that you could probably, you know, divide that plate a little bit so you wouldn't be so, you know, overwhelmed? But you know what I mean? Can you give that information?
If you want to get involved in steel pan, you just find the nearest panyard in your community. And I always tell people, and this is the voice of Beverly Ramsey Moore, she said, pan is community, pan is spirit. And she say, when you think steel pan, you need to think community. Mm-hmm. A panyard should be a reflection of the community, and a community should be the reflection of a panyard. And you get involved with that band, the nearest band to where you live, and put yourself there, whether it's to learn to play or whether it's you to contribute something to the panyard, and get involved on that level. And of course, you can get involved. Once you are involved on that level, you are involved in a Pan Trimbago level as well. Because mm-hmm. I myself am a band leader, delegate for a steel band to Pan Trimbago. Mm-hmm. And that's how I got where I am. So there is room for everybody in Trinidad and Tobago to be involved where steel band is concerned. I would add, if I may, mm-hmm. some advice to persons. We just heard so many benefits of being involved in the steel band, where education, where social improvement, where financial is concerned. But I always tell people, I recently came back from St. Lucia, and St. Lucia asked me the same question. They said, what advice would you give to somebody who wants to come into the steel band community in St. Lucia? And I simply answer them and say, pan is a spirit. I say, and if you intend on coming in, don't come in for what you could get. Mm-hmm. When you approach the band, come in for what you could give to the community and give to the art form. As then, once you approach it with that, you'll never go hungry a day in your life.
Mm. Musically and otherwise, no doubt.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ash, for joining us here on Freedom 106.5 FM. And here is to, you know, success with all the other events. And of course, call us again whenever you have your updates and, you know, further calendar notes to let the people know that there is Steel Pan and Steel Pan is alive and kicking.
No problem, and thank you for having me.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.